CNN analyst lashes out at Nick Sandman, snot-nosed entitled kid. By Alim Bokhari on August 25, 2020. CNN political analyst Joe Lockhart lashed out at Covington Catholic graduate Nick Sandman, who won a multi-million-dollar defamation settlement from the left-wing network, following Sandman's speech at the Republican National Convention, RNC. "I'm watching tonight because it's important," said Lockhart on Twitter. "But I don't have to watch this snot-nosed entitled kid from Kentucky." Benjamin O'Keefe, a former staffer for Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and the far-left organization Move On, and, according to his Twitter bio, a trans-inclusive intersectional feminist with he/him/his pronouns, also attacked Sandman during the speech, mocking his physical appearance. In January, CNN had to settle with Sandman in a lawsuit filed alleging that it and many other establishment and left-wing media outlets defamed him during Covington Gate in 2019. CNN, together with other mainstream media journalists, whipped themselves into a hate frenzy against the then high school student in January 2018. After he was videoed wearing a MAGA hat while smiling sheepishly as a far-left Native American activist confronted him during a pro-life rally in Washington, D.C., the media falsely characterized the teenagers as harassing the activist. The result was a whirlwind of hate from celebrities and verified liberal users on social media, with many threatening violence against Sandman and his classmates. None lost their Twitter accounts as a result of this incitement. In his RNC speech, Sandman condemned the media, arguing that they were willing to ruin a teenager's life to score points against the MAGA movement. "Being from Kentucky, the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln, my classmates and I visited the Lincoln Memorial. I found myself face to face with Nathan Phillips and other professional protesters looking to turn me into the latest poster child showing why Trump is bad. While the media portrayed me as the aggressor with a relentless smirk on my face, in reality the video confirms I was standing with my hands behind my back and an awkward smile on my face that hid two thoughts. One, don't do anything that might further agitate the man banging a drum in my face, and two, trying to follow a family friend's advice never to do anything to embarrass your family, your school, or your community. Before I knew what was happening, it was over. One of Mr. Phillips' fellow agitators yelled out, 'We got him. It's all right here on video,' and we won, Grandpa. What I thought was a strange encounter quickly developed into a major news story complete with video footage. My life changed forever in that one moment. The full war machine of the mainstream media revved up into attack mode. They did so without ever researching the full video of the incident, without ever investigating Mr. Phillips' motives, or without ever asking me for my side of the story. And do you know why? Because the truth wasn't important. Advancing their anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti-Donald Trump narrative was all that mattered. And if advancing their narrative ruined the reputation and future of a teenager from Covington, Kentucky, so be it. That will teach him not to wear a MAGA hat. And one more thing, let's make America great again," said Sandman at the end of his remarks, donning a MAGA cap. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News, where he has published material from whistleblowers inside Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Bokhari's upcoming book, #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, is currently available for pre-order at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.